Blog Talk Radio.
On Wheels Now.
Welcome to On Wheels Now, your inside look at local motorsports, brought to you by Reliable Banner, Here Clear, the Late Model Truck Series, Gary's Trailer Repair, and Justice Brothers. I'm your Plan B host, Cindy Clark, and I'm joined by the freak Matt Esposito and the magic trailer man and multi-bomber champion, Gary Wyatt.
How you guys doing?
And tonight, we have Vegas Made racing in the house. We have Michael Miller and Aaron McMorrin, and they have been tearing up Havasu because we don't have the bowling right now.
Unfortunately.
And so since we're not racing, we got to hear live vicariously through you guys. So Michael, what were you racing and why?
I was racing the factory stocks, and everyone gets lucky eventually, right?
So was luck, not talent? Is that what you're trying to say?
The car basically drove itself.
Really?
It was that good. I was actually really happy
with
it. Is
that your car?
It's Pete Meyer's car.
And he's like, I'm just going to let this schmuck drive my car? Or like, you just have natural talent? He's like, I got to get this guy behind the wheel.
No, I just think I entertain him a lot.
Okay.
And so by him letting me drive his car, he keeps me around.
Okay.
A good laugh?
Yeah, a lot of good laughs.
Really? Because usually people are trying to get you away from that. What's wrong with Pete?
Pete likes to laugh.
Oh, okay. Okay, so was that your first time in his factory stock?
No, I've raced all my bomber races and everything for him.
In his car?
Yeah, it was another car, but that car no longer with us.
Because of something that you did to it?
No, it was just a wreck. Oh. And then we got it back together and it just wasn't the same, so we gave it away.
So then you built a new one for this year?
We built it right before I wrecked that one, and it was going to be for Pete to play in, and Vinny was driving his car at the time. And then now it's just the car I drive.
So you take it to Havasu. Have you made all of the Havasu races, all three of the ones they've had? No, two? They've had two this season?
I think there's been six factory stock races. I have made three of them, four of them. So that was the seventh, I think. Because I missed three so far.
Okay. And you qualified first?
Yep.
And then what happened? You gave away the win.
Well, what happened was I didn't even think about it till it was one to go. I realized I never really started on the pole before.
Oh,
and
wow.
Then so there's a bunch of mistakes that all happened between three and four. And let's just be honest, Sam took me to school.
Sam Jackson,
yeah.
Sam Jackson,
yeah.
Four.
He just left me. Just left me in the dust.
And you went, whoa. All right, so that's cool. And then, so you were racing down there. We have Aaron McMorrin with us tonight, too. Aaron, what did you race this last weekend?
I attempted to race a Pro Leo.
And how'd that go?
We finished second to last.
Second to last. Well, that's not last.
Yeah, unfortunately. We've gone down there three times and have three DNFs, so.
Is that due to the equipment? Because it's definitely not your talent.
We have a DNS and two DNFs.
That's true. The first time we went down there, we technically didn't take a green flag lap.
Oh.
It's a new car to us.
Okay.
And, not having the bullring to go out on Friday nights and shake the car down and
mm-hmm.
having to travel a distance and hoping you have everything you need in the trailer to make the thing go around the track consistently. It's been a little bit of a task, but this past weekend, the car was actually promisingly fast. So we have that to hinge off of.
Okay, that's good. But then you had trouble.
Lap 80, I think it was. We had a right front tire
lap
go down.
80 out of how many laps?
100.
My goodness.
Yeah.
You won 80 laps?
Yeah. And we think the tire is probably going flat for a while, too,
Oh. Which
is unfortunate. But, like I said, at least the car showed speed, so we had something to build off of. Because before that, I think the last time we were down there, we qualified off the pole by like half a second. And this past time, we got to practice like eight laps all weekend, I think, because of more issues. And we only qualified like a tenth and a half off the pole. So we definitely closed up a bunch of that gap.
Well, that's exciting. So I know you've had quite a illustrious modified career prior to the pro to the late models. How is that transferred over into the pro late model, your experience in modifieds?
Not so much so far, to be honest. I mean, the cars are now that you know, the pro late models are on the 970 tire consistently, like the mods were on a treaded tire also. The only difference I can really see now is we're running the 602 motor, a lot less power, you know, in the late model. It's a little bit heavier, but they handle pretty equivalently. They're pretty close. I do think one thing that will help me is the length of the races. You know, I used to race the mod series, which was always 75 to 100 laps anywhere you went, even the big tracks. So when you like said 100 laps, like to me, that's just average anymore, yeah. You know?
Regular weekend for you. So let's back up. So, how did you start racing?
Go-karts when I was like 13, my stepdad came into my life and, I was kind of struggling with grades and whatnot. And, basically he bribed me and said, if I did better in school, he'd get me in a go-kart. So it started at 14.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Yeah. And, so my stepbrother was CJ Schirkenbach. He used to race mods out the speedway. I think he was like the 96 modified champion.
Nice.
Used to race with Kurt and all them, but, yeah, that's how I started.
So you start, so you're local. So you born here? Is that why it's Vegas made?
Hey, you get it. Nice. I love it.
So smart.
Yep. Born and raised.
And so you started go-karts, and then what would you race for go-karts?
I went modified.
What?
Yeah. Started testing them at like, I mean, now I don't think I can get in trouble for it. I'm almost 33 years old, but I started testing those when I was like 15 and a half on Friday nights.
Wow.
And, yeah, when I was 16.
Okay, now that's a cool stepdad. Sure. Here, take my modified.
Yep, right into modifieds.
Dang.
It was a $2,000 car, so.
It was cheap.
I was going to say, in our world, that's like, oh, so it's fancy.
Yeah.
You have the nice stuff.
So, modified. So, you just jump right into modified. And is that all you've raced in for the last?
For the most part, yeah. I've obviously, like, tested other things. I destroyed a legend car at the road course one time. Mm. That was Spencer Clark's. I'm sure TJ remembers that well. I don't remember it very well because I'm looking back on it, fairly sure I was concussed.
Yeah, but, that was one day afterwards.
Yeah.
He drove around in the backseat of my truck.
Yeah, yeah. And then I did run super late models at some point, I want to say 2007, for like half a year. And it was a complete mistake on our part to think we could afford to do that. So,
oh, really?
Yeah.
So the modifieds are easier on the budget than a super late?
Yeah, especially back then because modifieds were running 970 tires. So, like, we were only buying two or three sets a season, where the supers, it was like you need to buy a slick or two, and a lot of guys were buying a set almost every race, and
sure,
it killed us.
So, when before I started racing skid plates again, I used to watch racing on TV, and you would race on TV. How did you get involved in modified racing in televised races?
I'm assuming you're referring to like MAV TV.
Yep. Is there another kind?
I don't know, actually. I know like a long time ago, there used to be a local broadcast at Vegas.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That was a long time ago.
So, man, I actually stopped racing after that 2007 season in super late models and didn't race again until the 2009 Fall Classic when H-Town Racing put me in one of their older truck arm modifieds.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and ran fairly decent enough for them to say, hey, do you want to race that car next year? We're going to do this thing called at the time it was the Lucas Oil Modified Series presented by Rockstar Energy Drink.
All right.
Yep, and so I ran that whole next year in that car. Struggled quite a bit, and then my parents decided they wanted to help out, went and bought a car, and we all kind of split up the cost every weekend and ended up finishing third in points our first full season in the series. And that's how that one started with MAV TV.
So finishing third, does that make your phone ring? Did people call you up and say, hey, we want to sponsor you?
Well, it's actually funny you say that because I started out with H-Town in 2010, then went with my parents in 2011. And then H-Town had you guys know who he is. Tom Funstein came in. I was really helping those guys out. Sponsorship wise, and they decided they would put me in a car in 2012 and 2013, where they paid every penny of everything, which I'm always going to be incredibly grateful for. They built two brand new race cars that season for me, and then Jim Petrie drove the other one.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a good time.
Oh, that's cool.
Stuff you can never, I don't think I'll ever redo it, you know. It was a good opportunity, and racing's changed quite a bit nowadays, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
Not a lot of opportunities out there anymore.
Yeah, TJ Clark would call that a factory driver.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. You were a factory driver for a year.
It definitely made me feel good about myself.
That's pretty cool. And then, so now you got hooked up with Michael. How'd you guys get hooked up?
Well,
an unfortunate day one day.
Yeah. Mike claims he doesn't like this friendship, but he loves it. Actually, we met through Spencer Clark.
Right on.
Yep. So quick story, Spencer and I actually met for the first time at Fast Lap Indoor Kart Racing. And I didn't know who he was. He didn't know who I was, but I was racing karts at the time and I was pretty good at it.
And he wasn't he like the record holder?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Every time I'd go down there,
yeah, yeah.
He was always at the top.
100%.
Wasn't it a 25-1-3 or something?
He ran 25-1-2 and I ran 25-1-3.
Oh.
And we ended up in a race one night together. And I don't know if TJ Clark remembers, but I didn't know them, right? And my stepdad and TJ knew each other because they used to race go karts like a million years ago against each other.
A million.
And
a million, TJ.
Yeah,
a million.
And then Spencer and I ended up getting into it on the track. I have my family pulling me away. Spencer's family's pulling him away. And that was actually how we met. And then we ended up talking at the racetrack at the Bullring because my stepbrother was racing modifieds. And I don't know why, but one night we ended up hashing it out and we became like incredibly good friends after that. So that's how I got introduced to this guy.
And why were you over there?
Well, what happened was Spencer picked me up one night. He had a little red S10, mm-hmm. you know, and it's real dark in there, you know, real dark tent. And about 15 minutes into the car ride, I hear a rustling in this little back seat. And there's 130 pounds, 6'1" or something. Like,
yeah.
So he fit back there sideways. And when we first met him, he didn't talk much at all. Like, so he's quiet the whole time. I mean, he had something to say finally. I almost turned around and clocked him. I knew Spencer didn't say
that.
He was back there. None of it. And ever since then, we've just kind of been around each other.
That's hilarious. Okay, so let's how did you meet Spencer Clark?
Officially? All right, so here's what happened. All right, so Lorelai and Candace, my sister Lorelai and Candace were already friends. And so she knew Spencer. I knew of Spencer and said hi here and there. One day I'm walking from kind of where Gary at the Bullring where you're pitting when we had the whole pits.
Uh-huh.
And I was walking back towards Chuck Trickle's side. And Spencer used to park right there with his legend car. Remember back in the day right next to lineup? And he comes running up to me. And we were 14. We were actually a month apart. And he says, Michael. And I was like, yeah. He's like, I'm about to go practice. I need you to hold something for me. And I was like, okay. He pulls out a whole package of bottle rockets that he had in his sock with his driving suit on. I'm just assuming he's hiding it from Debbie and DJ.
Right?
He's like, I'll come get them later, but I don't think I can get in the car with you. And ever since then, we're kind of just partners in crime.
No doubt.
Yeah, that was the first actual moment I can remember. I'm walking around the racetrack. I'm like, I can't do much here. I got a bunch of bottle rockets in my pocket.
Right.
It was great. It was a good story.
So let's back up before that. How did you why were you out at the track?
Well, I've always been there since my mom got a speeding ticket back in 92, 93. My mom got a speeding ticket back in 92, 93, and she went to driving school, and there was no online driving school back in the day, obviously. And the guy that was running the class ran security at the racetrack.
Oh, okay.
And so he invited me and my family out, and next thing you know, my mom was working there, and then I met people, and I've just been there ever since. That was when I was 6.
Wow.
I'm 34 now, so...
And your sister works there?
She used to.
Yeah. And then, so you were there, like, hanging out with your mom, or were you driving?
Oh, at that point in time, no, I didn't start driving until, like, what, 3 years ago?
Yeah, very, very
I just
recently.
Worked on everyone's junk.
Okay, so you were there.
Yeah, I started helping the Trickles when Chuck was still running, and you were running that number 3 car with Rezzy.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's been a while. Helped a little bit everyone. Now I'm just stuck with him. So...
And then, so you were like a crew chief guy.
Crew guy.
And then, but you crewed for Spencer too, right?
On the road course stuff, but that was more like we were just getting into a lot of problems away from the racetrack. And he just needed help.
So you were a bad influence on him.
No, it was not my fault. Please. I think we were just together. It was just like, Things just happen sometimes. You mean well.
What do you mean? They just happen sometimes.
I'm going to put this out there. As having an 11-year-old son, I'm trying to prepare my wife. Teenage boys in a group are the most, like, dangerous things on earth.
Yes.
I'm telling you this now. It's a problem.
Like, it all starts off fun and games. Yeah. Like, oh, we're getting the cars ready for road course. Next thing you know, you're in juvie, and you don't know what happened in about 4 hours.
Michael, I think you knew what happened.
I do.
And I've heard the story.
No, you don't know the real story.
I know.
Very many do.
I've heard some of the story. I've heard the TJ story.
Oh, man.
The times that he had to bail you guys out of stuff and not tell Debbie. Debbie might be watching. Never mind. No,
you
I've
see
heard
how
some
that just happened? Sometimes you
I
just
heard,
get
okay,
into
I heard,
a problem.
I hear what you're saying, yes. And
we meant
TJ
well.
Would always tell me stories. And when he'd always say, you know what? I can never really get mad at them because I used to do the same thing when I was a kid. So he's, yeah. We heard some crazy stories about you guys growing up. So
it was all great times, though. I wouldn't trade it for anything.
Those of you guys that don't know, you know, Spencer Clark unfortunately lost his life when he was going to be way faster than Kyle Busch ever was, because he was already faster than him. But he's changed so many people's lives. You know,
mm-hmm.
if you think about that one kid, and he was kind of one of those, you loved him or you hated him, because there's a lot of people that didn't like him because he was fast and cocky. So those aren't always.
It's not cocky when you back it up, though.
Right. But a lot of people think, oh, well, that kid doesn't.
I'm just going to say it like this. The ones that didn't like him are the ones that didn't actually ever get a chance to
know
him.
That's right.
Or didn't understand where his personality was coming from.
Right.
And it's as simple as that. Because anybody that actually legit got to know him.
Biggest heart ever.
It was his rap. He'd do anything for you.
Exactly. And he helped so many people out there,
mm-hmm.
too. Because he knew how to make the cars go faster. And if
mm-hmm.
you didn't know, he was in the shop every night figuring it out, and if he'd see another kid struggling, he would just go over and help him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was a good kid, and then so he's changed a lot of our lives. I was trying to think of some other stories that TJ would tell us, funny stories. Like he would just tell people he was gonna win. Like TJ would tell me one time in one of it was a Legends race. It was an old guy, I think, was starting in front of him. So like he pulled a 3 or something. So Spencer was going to start right behind him, and then TJ was like on the outside, and TJ was racing with him then. And Spencer was like 12, and he goes up to this guy and he says, I'm going to pass you on the inside, so get out of my way. And sure, and TJ's like, what'd you just tell that guy? He says, I just told him to get out of my way, I'm coming through. She's like, you can't just do that. You gotta pass him. You gotta, you know, pass him clean. So he's like, no, I'm going to pass that guy. And he needs to get out of my way. And TJ's like, oh, man. He goes, sure shit. Green flag drop. That guy is almost like the guy moved over for him. He's that good. He could back it up.
Yeah.
But sometimes he loves that intimidation factor.
Yeah.
I love that dirty about Spencer. He just, like you said, he was good and he could back it up. And then he would tell you about it too. So that was fun. So after, so after he was gone, well, who did you help after that? At the track.
Mike Haslam.
Oh, yeah, Haslam.
Yeah, I was racing with Mike Haslam at the time. That was 06. That's when you won the Modified Championship.
Yeah.
So we're kind of all just hanging
you guys,
out there.
You knew him still.
And then
out with him.
From there, there's little stints without. It all gets kind of blurry, but there's some stints without Bud. There's
you
a year.
Blurry? Was there like alcohol involved in that blurriness? Or
there's always
just
alcohol involved, but no, it just from 06 to 2010, it was just kind of a blur. But no, then there was a year, I think it was 09, when Justin was racing that roadster all year.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, yeah, hell. And then next thing you know, we got like 6 roadster, and I was in roadster hell, changing that. I'm happy those things are gone.
Oh, so we shouldn't bring those back?
No, please don't.
Somewhere Spanky is very upset with it.
That's fine. he could build a bomber. I've just helped a little bit everyone, mainly Aaron over the last few years since what?
Probably
your first year in
16?
Yeah, your first year in this year.
Yeah.
Yeah. I helped Matt Frady from time to time still.
Little Chris too. You helped him for a long time.
Yeah, I helped little Chris
too. And in the meantime, you guys got married and had babies too.
Oh yeah.
That's kind of crazy.
I did all that a long time ago, though.
Oh, yeah.
Like I said, I took 2007, the end of that year, off till that fall class. and dad and married. My wife and I went through the drive-through one night after knowing each other for 4 months. Oh, 3 months, excuse me.
Well, if you know, you know, right?
Best yeah. thing that ever happened to Aaron.
100%, yeah. That's easy to say.
And then how many kids do you have now?
Just one.
Oh, that's cool.
And it's going to stay that way, too.
Okay.
Yep.
And what does she think about your racing? So if you only knew her for 3 months, she didn't know that you were a famous race car driver.
Well, actually, funny story is her ex-boyfriend, when we had first started talking, was trying to see her again, you know, and, like, plead his case, take him back. And she didn't even, we hadn't even gone on a date yet. And she's like, I'm dating a race car driver, so I don't have time for you.
Nice.
Like, oh, that's hilarious. But
that's not the story I get from her.
It is the story.
No, I always hear all the time she'll bring it up because she said, I started dating a retired race car driver. She's like, clearly retirement in racing means nothing.
Which is true. I thought I was done forever.
Yeah, no,
honest.
Me too.
I got a phone call and it just all happened again. And now here we are 12 years removed from 09. It's never stopped.
Yeah, I'm blaming TJ for me.
Oh, yeah?
I was retired.
Yeah, he got you in the skid plates, right?
Yeah, he's like, hey, I got these extra cars. Did you drive one? Yep. Expensive. So
she couldn't go in alone either. She had to drag the rest of us.
Yeah, y'all's coming with me. If I'm going down, gold. So she's dating a retired race car driver. But then when you start racing again, how'd that go?
Actually, she's always been really supportive. You know, as long as it didn't drain our finances. You know,
wow.
As long as I can still pay my end of the bills, it's been fine.
Okay, yeah.
You know, so luckily nowadays she makes more than I do. She helps out a lot.
That woman's a saint.
Yeah, I don't know how she does it.
I actually have a text message stating that I'm Aaron's favorite best friend. I'm her favorite. It's just what it is. She knows, she has good taste, that woman.
Oh, is that what it is?
Now you've upset even more people.
Does not matter. She said I could tell anybody I want. That was my birthday present.
Did you pay her? Oh,
no.
Birthday present.
It was a big surprise. I was working, and next thing you know, I was like, wow, this year's going to be a good year.
Oh.
I hope you can get out the door when you leave.
Kevin out
there. Kevin's
going
to roll.
Houston.
I already told Kevin and Houston together, face to face.
Aw. So, did she come to all the traveling that you did in the race too?
She was a trooper the first 3 or 4 years I was doing, because, I mean, we were out of town every 2 or 3 weekends racing, you know. And she'd drive all those. And then she actually, I can't put a year on it. It's hard to remember. But at one point, like I'd say 2014, 15, and she had a seizure.
Ooh.
And she's had a couple of those, so I wasn't comfortable with her driving back and forth by herself, you know. So she came this past weekend. Her mom's not doing so well, so I don't put any pressure on her to show up.
Yeah. But it probably helped that you were racing on TV, so even if she couldn't be there, she got to see race on MAV TV.
Yeah, exactly.
That's cool.
And with social media, you can live stream a lot
of
stuff.
That's true, yeah. Do you have somebody live streaming to have to do for you?
Sometimes.
My son did. He did. On
his
Instagram for my parents back home.
Your son? Well, how old's your son now?
11.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
And then when did you tie the knot?
2018.
No one really ever thought that was going to happen.
No. I didn't. I'm crazy. Yeah.
True.
Who's going to sign up to spend the rest of their life with this guy? I don't know, besides Aaron.
She's a very unique individual.
Yeah.
Special.
No, it's 2018, but this is the type of wife I got, all right? We got married on the 11th of August. He was my best man, and my cardboard cutout, Spencer, the other best man.
Mm-hmm.
TJ was my pastor. And then we go on our honeymoon. We go on a cruise. We come back. We plan. Since we were back on Thursday and we were already in Long Beach, a mod tour was racing Irwindale. We walked off of a ship and went right to the racetrack. It was beautiful.
Wow. Okay,
yeah.
She's a keeper.
Yeah, she's awesome.
That's cool. And how'd you guys meet?
That's a whole nother trail, but I was running a bunch of sober living houses for a while back in the day, and her godparents owned them.
Hmm.
So it's a roundabout deal. It's a bunch of different things that happened. That's weird. At first, it didn't look like it's good things for me, but all ended up with the life I have now. So it's like, was I supposed to do the stuff I did or was I not? You know, it's confusing.
Hey, you have to go through what you have to go through to get where you are today.
Yeah.
So.
I've been through some things.
Yes, we all know. There's still stories out there.
Creating new ones every day.
But that's good. So she kind of knew your past mm-hmm. and who you are. And it's like, yep, this is my person.
Yeah, she chose me.
Yeah, for sure. And then you have a kid now, too.
Yeah, I've kept it alive for, what, 15, 16 months now?
Somehow.
Amazing.
Bite yourself.
Spencer Miller is his name.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah, he's cool. He got his first real cold here starting on Monday. That was awful. I'm learning this parent stuff, but my wife sent me a picture. I was like, I cannot be here right now at work. Aww. He was not looking good. He's doing better today, though.
Yeah, that's tough, huh?
Yeah.
Seeing little ones suffer. So are you going to let him race?
He can do whatever he wants as long as it's leading to a professional sport to where I tire off the millions.
Oh, that's all.
No, he can do it. If he wants to race, he can race. But my thing is, let's be honest. He's won now. Is there going to be kid go-kart racing by the time he's five? At the rate it's going on the West Coast, yeah. Let's be honest. If we're on the East Coast, that's going to hold on longer. But, you know, if he wants to play football, whatever. He don't want to play any of it. We'll go find something to do.
Yeah. Why do you think go-kart racing is not going to be around in 5 years?
I didn't say go-kart racing as a whole. I think just the kid carts. I mean, there's no track in town. I've heard rumors.
Vegas.
I heard rumors of
Vegas
trying to put it together.
They
but...
are doing it every single month. They have for the rest of the year. There's one a month. And they're building a go-kart track oval.
Okay. Well, yeah, like I say, we'll see. Mm-hmm. And I'm not doing quarter midgets. I don't like quarter midget racing.
What's the difference?
I don't like that whole rule where you can only pass on the outside. I just don't like it. Okay. As a matter of fact, I helped Chuck and little Chris Trickle do one quarter midget race, and I never came back.
Really? Was that bad?
Well, they had just moved up to this other one, too, where you had to push start them, and that just wasn't – I was like, it was raining. I'm like, I'm not running around this. No, I'm done. I'm not doing this.
All right. So.
Yeah.
Gets expensive, too. My kid raced go-karts for
mm-hmm.
2 years, and – crazy. He won a lot, but
great driver.
Money.
Great driver.
But he didn't get any phone calls of sponsors saying, oh, you want to sponsor you?
Oh, no.
You're not in the go-kart?
Not at all.
Well, what about like the Bandolero division? That's just a go-kart with the shell, maybe?
Yeah, my kid, he ran a Bando once. His grandfather, my father-in-law, paid for it, and I was actually racing a mod series that race that weekend. I was like, man, I don't have time to manage this. So if you're going to pay for it, Fred, you got to go manage it all weekend, you know. He actually did all right. Like, never driving on the oval before. I think he finished like 6th or 7th out of like 14 or 15. But he never raced again after that.
So he's got some magic genes in there.
He's actually, like, I'll give him credit. He's really good at it. It's unfortunate we don't put him in something, but.
You still can.
It was his choice.
Yeah, because he's also a really good basketball player. So when he was like 8, we had a serious conversation with him. I know it sounds ridiculous, but he had to choose because we couldn't do everything on Saturday like he wanted to. And so now it seems like every weekend I'm in Texas, California, Utah, Arizona, all over the country.
Definitely messing
playing,
with
how is that
youth basketball.
How is that less expensive?
Oh, it's not at this point. But if Nevada was opened up and we could play basketball here,
it'd
be a lot.
It's quarantine that is making them travel. So
literally every state in the country
I know.
Is playing sports.
Same with racing.
Yeah, it's a joke.
You could race in California.
California, we are going to Bakersfield in 2 weeks for a tournament. And California is playing youth basketball before our state is. Now, I'm going to stop now because I'm already fired
up. I know. I hear you.
It's driving me crazy.
All right.
You're about to go down a road you don't want to be on.
Oh, man. So let's say that it is all opened up. So let's say a sponsor did come along. Would he want basketball over racing?
I think so. Like
he
legit, like every day is either training, going to a practice, goes out front and plays. Like it's what he loves to do. I think he would like to race. I don't think he has the same passion for it though, you know,
as basketball.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you play basketball when you were a kid?
I did. Yeah. Unfortunately I didn't take it as seriously as I should have. Because I probably would have went to college for free. Because with the little I put into it, I was actually pretty good. So I think if I had dedicated myself to that avenue more than I did racing, I probably could have a degree.
He said that you're really quiet when you're younger. Do you think that was you were just too shy to pursue it, or?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, my mom was single for a long time growing up too, and she just didn't have like the money to really invest into me playing summertime sports. And I think I didn't play my first youth sport until I was like in eighth grade. And that's when eighth grade year, I was at PE playing basketball, and the coach comes over and he's like, how come you aren't on my team?
Yeah.
You know, because I was killing guys who were on the team. I was like, I just never really thought about it.
Yeah.
And so I played that pretty seriously for 3 or 4 years and then just never formulated. I didn't have the work ethic or seriousness about it to go anywhere, you know?
Yeah, TJ said something about your work ethic too. I don't know. But do you play with your son? Do you guys play together, you and your son?
Yeah, all the time.
Oh, that's fun.
He still can't beat me, but the time's coming. There's a couple times he hits shots and stuff over me, and I'm like, you're lucky I'm not trying. But in the back of my head, I'm like, Jesus. Like,
really?
Like, he's getting good, yeah.
Oh, that's exciting.
He played in a men's league game with me last year before the shutdown. It was probably January, February-ish. And in the men's league, I had like 5 points in the game. He scored 23 points.
Holy moly.
Yeah, it was
wow.
insane. It was so
You're
much
like,
fun.
You're like, yep, that's my boy.
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
It was good times.
Right on. So what's the plan for next year then with his basketball?
Just continue doing what we're doing, grinding it out, you know.
Is it like a league or something? Is that
no,
what you're playing?
It's,
or?
It's all, they call it AAU basketball. There's documentaries about it. You can look it up. It's 24/7, 365. There is no off season. It's we were in Houston like a month ago. Phoenix, I think once or twice since then. Bakersfield in 2 weeks. We're possibly thinking about going to Phoenix this next weekend. Because now, like, you know, you talk about getting phone calls for racing. Like, now there's people hitting them up on Instagram. Like, hey, are you looking to play this weekend? Like, wanting them to travel.
Oh, that's cool.
Like, out of town to go play with them. But you got to manage that stuff, too, because there's a lot of people that are looking for their programs to advance off of other kids' names, you know. So,
oh, yeah.
Got to be careful who you let them play for.
For
so,
sure.
We'll see.
Yeah. So that's this weekend. So this weekend, that means you're not. You wouldn't be coming to the final Silver State Legends Cars Road Course Challenge race.
I have not been to one yet. I want to come
There's
out
only
and
one.
Check it out.
There's only
the
one more
one.
Left this weekend. And TJ said, if you mention the radio show, you can spectate for free.
What?
Well, you could spectate for free anyway. But TJ said to mention that. And you can get a t-shirt for $10. They're on sale.
You know, it would be cool to check out because I saw on somebody's Instagram, there's like some old school names out there racing again. Like, I saw Josh Groves.
I know.
Yeah, the Morrisseys.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
This
is like a time machine.
Exactly. They drug some cars out of the woodwork and they're getting it on. They did pretty good for sure.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And I, you know, if TJ's running it, I'm sure it's a good deal for everybody. Unfortunately, we need more leadership like that out here in Vegas because we have such a good facility sitting there in the bullring. Being unutilized, which is it's really a shame that everyone has to go somewhere else to race right now.
Maybe not.
Yeah, I know. I've heard rumors, but, you know, we'll wait and see.
Yep.
I hope it happens.
Me too. What about you this weekend?
I'll think about it, man. I don't do that the morning stuff that much
You don't
anymore.
Have to get up in the morning.
No, actually, you guys doing it Sunday?
And Saturday.
I might be able to do it Sunday. Saturday, I'm going to help Jason Kaiser get that modified. He was racing of Durbin's together for Kern.
Oh, okay.
So Jason's been helping us out a lot with setup. So we want to get him on the racetrack, too. It's not fair that he has to watch us have all the fun. So.
Very cool. Yeah. So he hasn't been racing Havasu, I didn't see.
No, he's been crewing for us a lot.
Okay.
He's been getting his Nova back together.
Oh.
He's been putting a lot of work into that thing.
All
so.
Right. Yeah, I know it's dad
Fred
and his
uncle
Fred's brother.
Never met Fred's brother.
Oh my god, he's hilarious. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, they're crazy family for sure.
Jason loves racing.
Yeah,
he's into it.
That whole family has some talent.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Very smart people.
Yeah,
very smart people.
He's been a big help for us.
Yeah, his uncle. So I had a ATV and I was bringing it down from Utah and I might have had the wrong ball size for my trailer because I didn't know Gary. And that old man, he don't care. He just went to drive that. He drove it right onto the trailer. The trailer pops up off of it. He didn't even care. I was like, okay, you almost just died.
I'm going to say you forgot to latch it.
No, it seriously was. Who has a quarter inch trailer? No, they're two. They're two inch ball. That's their standard ball. No, TJ, that's who has a 2 1/4. TJ does.
Of course he does.
So, yeah, he didn't mention that. Oh, by the way, it's not a standard 2 inch ball. It's a ginormous 2 1/4. Yeah. Anyway, so what's your plans for the rest of this year, Michael?
Well, I'm going to miss the next one at Havasu.
Which is
the
April 20th.
3rd. No, there's a race on the 20th. Isn't there?
No.
March 19th and 20th.
Yeah.
Oh, this one.
And then I might run the rest of them. I'm really, no matter what, I'll be there that last race, that double main night. But we'll see. Well, the plans right now is we're going to hit that the one right after the 20th.
That is the double main night.
That's
what
factory
stuff.
Oh, yeah, right here.
Yeah, the last race of the season is
Factory
stuff.
Oh, down here.
May 5th or something?
May 1st.
Yeah. Whatever the first weekend of May is a finale, but we're going to aim for the one after the 20th for sure.
The 3rd, April 3rd?
Yep.
Okay.
That sounds about right. I just go with the wind, you know.
You just go with the wind, okay.
The car came back one piece, so it's ready.
Aaron, so what are your plans for the season?
I actually don't know. No
really?
Idea. Yeah, I'm sure Miller's got some idea of what he wants to go do with our late model, but... as he knows, and my circle knows, especially all the friends that helped me this weekend, I kind of just don't have a lot of time. Like I said, with my kids' basketball, that kind of takes priority for us. Racing is something we do for fun at this point, and it's got to be a weekend. He's not playing basketball somewhere, so I'm not sure right now.
So you need to be a factory driver this year again, basically.
Yeah,
just
that'd
show up with
incredible.
Your helmet and get flown in by helicopter.
Nice. he's been actually putting in some work on this car.
No, he needs to be.
Yeah.
Because he has other priorities.
Yeah, no. I'm looking at that June 26 Pro League Model Tour race at Kern, 602 onlys. And then we were going to sit down after this last weekend and kind of just see with the car owner, his father-in-law, Fred, of what everybody's kind of thinking that we want
to
run.
I think you need to wait a week.
Just saying. I'm still recovering from this weekend. I'm 34. Sometimes
don't
I go too hard.
Schedule.
I need a week off anyway. So, yeah,
okay,
we'll wait a week.
Okay, this is a PSA for everyone out there. Please don't set your schedule yet. Just give us a week.
Well, nothing
promising.
Well, our whole plan is just, you know, with the Pro Late is we don't ever have a set schedule. Yeah. We did want to run the Havasu races to kind of get all
okay,
the
well,
bugs
I might
out.
Need you to have one.
Well, if it's in town, we can work some out.
Okay.
But no, the whole thing was supposed to be fun and not stressful. And Aaron's done enough points racing.
Yeah, that's another thing that I didn't bring up. But I never plan on ever running for a championship again because it is.
That's lying.
Like having that calendar on the wall and having like these dates where you can do absolutely nothing because you're so dedicated to, we got to go beat these guys for this championship.
You know? You don't like two full-time jobs?
No, Gary remembers. I can't even remember what year it was. I think it's 2017. I ran Pete Meyer's Bomber and our modified all year at the Bullring, which,
yeah.
You know, the mods only average like 8 cars that year. But when one of those cars is Doug Hamm,
yeah.
Like, it's a task to win both those championships, and it wore me out. Like, did I even race the next year at all? Like, I think I showed up to one or two Bomber races.
Yeah, no, we went back to the Mod Tour for a fun year.
Oh, well, then that's, yeah, exactly.
But that's
struggle
once a month.
That.
There's a stress in the Mod Tour, but the schedule allows you for enough time between races. And I think a year they race twice a month, but for beyond that, it's almost perfect schedule once a month. Like,
okay, once a month. I'm
and I'll race, I'll, you know, I'll I'm my own man. I'll do whatever.
To be honest, the goal for me is like at some point we get our Pro Late Model program to the point to where we can show up to big shows and be competitive and have a shot at winning those 10 grand races, those 15K races. You know, like right now, I don't think we're there. Like we were a top 5 car this past weekend before the flat tire at Havasu, but that's a lot different than going to run an SRL tour race with their new Pro Late Model series, you know. So we got to improve, and I'd like to, you know, mark down 3 or 4 races a year that, like, we really aim to be great at and try and hit those and be successful.
That's a cool goal. I like that.
Yeah.
You were saying you don't want to run for championships. Like, my whole life, that's all I knew was every single week, because it is a full-time, all-consuming.
It's a grind.
And my day job was what I had to do to pay the bills. Like, living.
Yeah.
That's
and
it.
See, like, the Havsu deal we were talking about, we run for that. But there's a late model for us. They're spending too much money, wherever all the other divisions run more of a traditional full-size schedule. So something like that, that's not bad either, but he's just, I mean, he's done it. It's as simple as that.
A lot of racing in my days.
Yeah.
Which, like I said, give it away for anything. Getting older, I'm only having the one kid. Like, I'm going to take advantage of my weekends with him while I
can. Oh, that's pretty cool.
He's a pretty cool kid, though. So.
Yeah. Have you watched him play football? Gotten into these games?
Mm-hmm. I've been on the defense, so I've seen him on
Did you tell him?
Yes, all the time.
Does he listen to you?
I've showed him.
Because how do you show? Wait, how tall are you exactly?
It doesn't matter.
Okay,
right?
So
tough love. Tough love.
But do you know what it is to throw elbows? We need your time, Colin.
Just,
I don't think you know
what just, right before we left for happy, I shoved him across the net.
Yeah, yeah.
he tried to dribble a little basket set up. We go to the hoop on the end of the day. So I shoved him across the room.
Oh, dang.
Yeah.
That was my zone. You can't get in
Mike's
my zone.
Mike's like the mean uncle.
Yeah.
Just trashes him every chance he gets.
He knows I love
him. He needs it.
Yeah.
You need that tough love.
You need
love.
A big brother take on you.
Exactly.
Something like that.
Yeah. Cool. So, what about being your wife?
I tried with Carla. She had zero interest.
Really?
Yeah, Pete was going to let her drive a bomber. She wouldn't. And actually, she's gone to, like, fast lap back in the day, and she beat, like, some of our racing friends. So, like, I think she'd be decent, but she's zero interest at all. Like,
well, it sounds like you're a really cool kid, so that would be way more interesting.
Yeah.
Probably than,
No, Aaron's fast. We went to a Gene Woods Money Race, and he hadn't missed a game and a half and, like, was third most.
So, Vinny swung me.
Yeah, I think Matt Frady is fun, but, no.
Vinny Cerucci?
Yeah, there's a lot of fun moments. We're going to pick teammates better. Like, yeah, it's funny. It's just, we were racing too hard at the beginning. He got me.
I don't go to those anymore. I don't even know if they have them, but a lot of our friends in altercations.
A lot of altercations.
Kevin,
if you're watching,
I can't see Kevin doing anything wrong.
Every freaking race.
Every time. I remember one time I was in the car, had the seatbelt on, everything, and I just look over and I see Kevin's pissed off run, and I'm like, oh man, helmet on and everything. I'm like, here we go. Just because I disagree with it does not mean I am not going to support my friends through everything.
Right. True. That's cool. How long have you guys been friends with Kevin?
I've known him longer. I knew him with the bleach hair.
With the what?
The bleach hair, yeah. Or unless he was just a blonde. He might have been a blonde, like really blonde back in the day. But yeah, he had this yellow hat all the time. Like since I was like 8.
Wow.
Unless he wasn't in that first year of Bandos, then he came in the next year. So 8 or 9, somewhere around there. And he's a little older than me. So yeah, it's been a long time.
The Three Musketeers, I heard.
A little bit, yeah. Well, see, we really weren't with Kevin too much when we were here.
Oh, no. A couple times we hung out with him, and Chris Mulberry broke his arm at a online gaming place that Spencer and I had snuck out to.
Online?
Yeah, this is before, like, everyone had, like, gaming computers at their houses. Like, you would go to these places where you have, like, 40 gaming computers, and you'd play online games. And I'm sure Debbie remembers. We used to go to this place called Cyberpunks.
Mm.
And, Spencer and I were, like, not supposed to play it at night, and we still went. Trust me, we got in plenty of trouble back then, so this is no new news to anyone.
No new news.
But, I think when I started hanging out with Kev back in those days.
Oh, Kamikaze. That was pre simulator.
Yeah, for the most part.
Racing? Or are you talking about TJ Simulator he had
TJ
in the garage
simulator.
For a little while?
They had that.
I think it was Spencer or Candace's birthday. I walk into the garage and there's a mechanical bull. And I said, why do I just know about this? Next thing you know,
you're on it.
No one thought about, hey, there's usually a nut in a blow up deal. Me and Spencer were hitting the concrete so down. We were like 15, 16. It hurt.
Yeah.
But, you know, our pride and ego got right back up on that horse. So you know what I'm saying? Yeah. It goes. Oh, man. There you see all kinds of stuff over there just randomly. You just never knew what was going to be there.
So they had a simulator at the house and you still would sneak out the Cyberpunk?
Yeah, so this is different. It wasn't racing. It was like we would play like Far Cry.
I wasn't really part of that stuff.
Yeah, he was never there. But a couple
of
online
shooting games.
He
was scared to sneak out, right?
Oh, no.
Many nights people thought we were staying at Miller's house. Many nights.
Uh-oh.
Not trying to give up our secrets. Like I said, I'm in my 30s now. I can take it now.
I can defend myself. I can turn my phone off if I want to.
Aw. So what do you guys drive for streetcar now then?
I just drive a Toyota Tundra. Greatest vehicle I've ever owned. I love it.
What makes it the greatest?
I've had it 6 years and have had to do nothing but like oil changes.
And the brakes went out that time.
I've had to change brakes once, which is shocking with how I drive. So it's a great vehicle.
Do you drive like a idiot race car driver on the streets?
No. I mean, I consistently speed everywhere, but that's just who I am, unfortunately. 10 over is the speed limit.
For sure.
Yeah.
Do you have trouble when somebody passes you, though? Like, does it make your head tick?
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to let them pass you, but at the same time, I'm like, I'm not going to go 98 right now, you know?
Yeah.
I have a CDL. I can't get in trouble.
Oh, yeah, for
yeah.
sure. Well, what do you drive?
Just a Malibu, 2012 Malibu, but I work out there at Prim, so it's an efficient car to beat up and
you
put, like,
a commuter car.
A million miles, 320 miles a week minimum. That's if I just go to work.
What do you do out there?
I work for Dallas Simonet at Dynamis. You know solar out there? We do all maintenance, or most of the maintenance out there.
How'd you get that job?
We're working on a lot of teams.
I was say, because you don't look like you're smart enough.
I'm the best.
You think
there is, okay?
He's actually been promoted.
You
just
know somebody.
He's up towards the top.
Oh,
okay. But I was the best man in Houston's wedding, and at some point during all this, I met Houston through Fast Lap. I used to put on these cash races, and he came out one time, and
cool.
We ended up clicking and being good friends. And then he came back around after a little bit of an absence, and he needed some solid, consistent work. And Houston, what, in a few short years, like, you took off. Like,
yeah, it's almost been 4.
Yeah.
June will be 4.
The clean life. Houston used to race, right?
Yeah, he actually still does. Well, he doesn't race, Houston.
We
We're trying to get him to race.
We had solid practice the other day.
Yeah, he actually did his car for the first time, not that Saturday, but the Saturday before that in Havasu.
Okay.
Yeah, and we were out there for the dad at his palace. So I think once they get some more laps under their belt, you'll start seeing them racing more often.
Are they waiting for local races to come back around?
I think
they would definitely support it.
Most people in Vegas are willing and wanting to race locally, you know.
Kevin said that Debbie added kid tracker in the car, so.
Which, yeah, looking back on it, we should have figured that out because somehow she knew everything did at the time.
Mom's so, though.
Look,
I
know
she's tracker.
I think she said this before, but there's been way too many times she knew we were and then just up on us. It's like she said that, but I don't know. I mean, I'm not saying it didn't happen to me. But sometimes I knew she'd been waiting. Calls were already coming. We just said, this is our situation. We're just going to finish out the plan. And hours later, we come in.
We're already in trouble.
Yeah.
Like,
my favorite is when we had the Mini Cooper. Remember that?
At the New York.
And for years, all right, so we picked, it was a 4-seater car. She said, here are the rules. No more than 4 people are. We left the 4 people. We met 2 very nice young ladies on the strip. And
from Kentucky, if I remember right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then next thing you know, we're banging like 140 down the 95, 6 people deep in this car, whatever. Who's there.
Driving?
Oh, certainly wasn't me.
We didn't want to be a part of that. I'm not touching the steering wheel.
See, you're already giving out too much info. I'm uncomfortable now.
No. They already know the whole thing.
Oh, okay.
So for the next day, comes walking in and she asks us who are whatever the two girls' names were.
Yeah.
And we were baffled.
Like, how does she know?
And I'm like, years later, we find out those stupid girls wrote their names in the car in the back seat. She messed with us for years because we could not figure out what happened.
Yeah,
they had like, I don't know if it was just in a window or actually wrote on it. I don't know. But they had written the names in the back.
Permanent shark.
That's what I pictured.
And this is for like social media. So
yeah.
Like,
for her to know
her
me.
To know, we were just like, what is going on? She is like, she's got powers.
Yeah. No, we definitely thought she was a psychic for the longest. She knew everything. Like, we could not get away from it.
Yeah, moms know.
I'm sure she had people. The kids are here.
And she did have people.
She probably had all of our friends, like, outside of the friend group, like, paid off all like, times. Like, they were on retainer. Like, what you got for me today?
Well, and, you know, your sister might have helped with something.
Oh, no. We hit.
Oh, yeah.
Like, levels to it. Like, it's just a small situation she can know. If this is enough, it probably takes her grades.
I see.
There's always some situation.
I forgot what I was going to ask you. You said something about driving that car. I'm probably going to say.
You were asking about street vehicles.
Oh, well, it'll come back. So you said you have one kid. Why?
Well, now it's just like he's so old. Like he's 11. It'd be so strange to have a baby. And, you know, if you go back and do it all over again, I'll be honest. Like, I wouldn't, like, right away, you know. But, nah, not now. Like, I'm going to be, he's 11, like, 38 when he graduates, you know, and is hopefully going to college ball. And
you still have a lot of.
And honestly, my wife, if you ever met her, she's like just a glutton for work and learning new things. So now she's a full time student. She makes more money than I do working from home. She's just killing it. And she doesn't have time to have a kid. Like,
yeah.
It's not an option. So, kid's pretty cool. So we'll take it.
Yeah, no, you sound really cool.
No, this one's fine. This one's fine. No, like, I enjoy being a dad, but me and my wife are on the same page, at least right now. It's two different ways. All right, so one, I don't know if I could do better than this one. He's awesome.
Well, you're not trying
and
to
then
be better.
On the other side, I do take into account, like, the life I could provide for him and my wife right now, I wouldn't be able to provide the same things if I had added to it.
Think so?
Like, I'm one of those people, though. If my wife gets pregnant, I'll be happy. I'm not going to be a miserable or whatever. I'll be happy whatever God gave.
But you're not going to plan.
Yeah, no,
if
I'm not
going to. Happen.
We're not aiming for one. But if it happens, it happens. It's great. Good for us. Right now, I think we're just happy with what we got.
That's awesome. That's a good space to be in.
Yeah.
Speaking of what you got, you guys have Vegas Made. Is that like a real thing, Vegas Made Racing? You guys call yourself a team, or is that just?
Yeah, you know, I
have
thought
a
about that.
On my body.
Yeah, he does have a tattoo on his body.
Which shows it.
Left shoulder. Not like a business or anything like that. Like, I've thought about making clothes and stuff, but like more than anything, it's more of just like a group of us who are like incredible friends.
And who else is in the group?
You know, Houston. There's a lot that I don't name them, but I don't have the time to do it. But that helped, like, start the deal. Houston Simonette, Mike, myself,
Kevin Terrell.
Kevin Terrell, you guys let him in a club.
We did, man.
Oh,
we
my
did.
He really met that height requirement, but he got in there. Sorry, Kevin.
I bet we meet that height requirement.
I let him borrow some blocks.
We've had decals on a lot of people's cars and stuff, but more than anything, man, we're just a group of people who race in and pull out too. Like, I think if you came to us and asked for help, at some point we were there, you know. It's not a business right now. It's just a.
Is dad bought? Got a little dad bod, Michael.
Mine's a quarantine bod.
I had
a
dad bod. I lost
drinking.
Like 25 pounds recently.
Oh,
so that
really?
Helped out
on purpose?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Intentionally. But yeah, having a Miller, man.
Oh,
I was drinking 18 packs at a time playing iRacing. Give me a break.
The quarantine's been tough on people.
Yes.
Most weekends you spend out at regular racetracks. We
were
right.
Until October, I was pretty much out of it for a year. Yeah. Not going to no shops, no nothing. And I was just sitting there playing iRacing, trying to learn how to take care of a kid, drinking a lot of beer at night, like when they went to bed. Like that's what I was doing for a long time.
Yeah.
It'll get better.
It's I think everyone's life has been quite different the past 12 months. Isn't like today or yesterday like the anniversary of like when stuff started to shut down?
Yeah, yesterday.
Yeah. So
I feel like I was lied to. 2 weeks of sweat in the curve.
Yeah. You shut everything down for 2 weeks and here we are.
I know, isn't that crazy?
I just realized I didn't even wear a mask, guys. I apologize. But just
so
you know,
COVID in here.
Yep. Just so
COVID
don't
come through the door.
I'm vaccinated, so you don't have to worry.
Really?
I'm officially immune. And I know people say that's not scientific, but I'm going to keep saying it. Immune.
Immune. I'm laughing. He gets COVID. Oh.
Not going to happen.
No. Yeah, I'm looking forward to things getting more back to normal thing. Like, I'm in the health industry, so I'm in scrubs.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, we've had some flus going on before, but we've never shut an entire economy down because of it.
Yeah.
So just, you know, wash your hands, people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't cough on people. And if you're sick, stay home.
Yeah.
And
but it's common sense.
That is common sense, which isn't common.
And like, it makes me nervous. Is like, you know, this was so easy for the government to do. Like, and is it going to be like a thing every 3 or 4 years as a new strain of the flu? A couple percent more people die. We're going to start shutting the country down all the time. Like, not trying to be negative, but it definitely makes me worry.
What's next?
Yeah. How can you get it at the racetrack? So you're like outside in a huge facility. Mm-hmm. Like, I was glad we got to see some fans in the stands last weekend.
I personally believe it's a luck factor. And I think there's probably something more to it about your body and who can get it easier and whatnot. But
well,
like, I had it in December,
exactly.
And I was with no mask on at bars, the racetrack, name it, gas stations, no big deal. Went down to Fremont Street that day and night, no problem. I go to Thanksgiving, I get COVID. What was that about? You know what I mean? I go to all these massive gatherings and no issues. And then so it's one of those things. I just really think it's a timing thing. I don't think there's any rhyme or reason to it, in my opinion.
I mean, it's just crazy to me, though. Like, I'm born and raised here. I know casinos are the lifeblood of this town, right? That's our industry. But, like, the fact that my son still cannot participate in a basketball game here locally.
It's retarded.
But casinos have been open for, I can't even tell you how many months.
Right.
It just...
They never shut down fully.
It does not make any sense.
I know.
It drives me crazy.
Money.
Yep, 100%. Mm-hmm. Money generated, right?
I don't know how we're going to raise our kids.
I think the main thing is because it was worldwide.
Yeah.
That there was no place to go hide. It's not like, this thing in the United States.
There was a lot of places to hide. I got a place in Utah. Booked solid. And
COVID don't go up there.
It does not.
It's too cold for COVID.
Yeah, you don't have to wear a mask.
Or if you're drinking a drink,
that's right.
COVID also is gone.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
But
yeah.
If you from the door to your table at a restaurant, that's dangerous.
Dangerous
at your
time.
Table,
I don't get it.
You're okay. You're for sure. So I want to thank you guys so much for coming. It was such an honor to have Vegas Made Racing in the house. Watch for them and have hopefully they'll tell us where they're going to be racing after that.
For sure. And follow us on Instagram at Made Racing. Because I'm
on Instagram.
Yep, Instagram. And you'll see a lot of stuff we're doing.
Say it again. Vegas Made.
Yep, at Vegas Made.